This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Hope you survived the rain last night. Jeff, did you survive the rain?
Didn't even know it happened.
You didn't even know it happened?
No.
It wasn't last night, yesterday afternoon, that rain.
So it didn't hit very hard at my house at all.
Really? It wasn't a torrential downpour?
No.
Oh, good for you.
No.
Looks like you live
in the one, I guess.
Sunny side of the street. Mm-hmm. Anyway, happy Friday to everyone out there. Today on the radio show, we got Jason Smith. Now, we're lucky because Jason is not going to be part of Jason and John today. He's traveling, I gather. But I'm told, I think, that Jason is still going to join us. And so that's nice. We'll talk to Jason. I was listening to their show yesterday and a couple occasions. I don't listen all the time to every show. You know what I listen? Do you listen when you're at home?
I do not listen. I listen in the car, but not at home.
I listen when I'm home. Yeah. I listen all the time when I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And so I listen on two different occasions to his show. I caught all the shows yesterday at one point or another.
You did a lot of driving then.
And I have to say, well, you know, whatever. And I'll sit in the car occasionally if there's something, you know, you hit if you're
I'm going to sit here and wait
till
the
in the
break,
car and wait till this interview's done or wait till they wrap up what they're talking about, whatever else. I just thought, you know what they were talking about yesterday? Have you seen the video of the young girl rapping Project Pat?
No, I've not.
It's great. It's a 10-year-old girl.
The only video I've been watching.
At a Mexican restaurant.
The only internet video I've been watching is the CEO video.
CEO. We'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, and this 10-year-old, you know, little white girl is every word like to Project Pat, right? Just crushing it. And she's gone viral, and they were talking about that and all manner of things. Well, one of the things about the summer is it's definitely a choose-your-own-adventure on the radio.
Absolutely.
Right? And I have to say,
passion projects.
I thought they were just at their best yesterday because when that show was working at its best, I mean, you know, you got two guys who grew up in Memphis, as did you. And, you know, you got a black guy and you got a white guy and they come at things from they were also discussing the comedian Gillis. Right?
Jane Gillis. Yep.
Yeah. And Jason was suggesting he would come and play Minglewood. And John was setting him straight like he's not playing Minglewood, you know, like whatever.
No, he's playing
and
arenas.
So then they were debating what side, like would the crowd be 90% white, 100% white, 80% like who would come to that show? If he came to Memphis, it would be at FedEx Forum, wouldn't it?
Most likely, yes.
And what would be the demographics of that audience?
I would think probably 80% or higher. White, yeah.
And dudes, right?
Yes.
Mostly.
Almost exclusively dudes. Yeah.
Almost exclusively, yeah.
It would look like a Rush concert.
They were talking about they were keeping it real. I appreciated it. Anyway, we got Jason in the next segment. Then Chris Harrington is somewhere in North or South Dakota.
He's hiking.
He's hiking across the Dakotas, and he's looking at prairie dogs. And so we have we had to dig deep into our analytics, basketball analytics expert, and Peter Calkins is going to be joining us in substituting for Chris. We'll do that straight up at 10 o'clock, and then it is us in addition to that. I do have a little bit of a bone to pick to start today.
Okay.
You see the Memphis Flyer Best of Memphis is up.
I've not seen it yet.
The ballots are up, just the ballots.
So the nominees are...
I think there's nominees and ballots and stuff like that. Yeah. And let's be honest, of all the best of things, like whatever, this is the best of, right? The Flyer's the one.
To me, it's the original.
It is absolutely the original. And it is the one that, to extent people pay attention to any of this stuff, like whatever,
I'm with you entirely.
It's the one. Yeah. If you care about this stuff at all, like whatever. And at some point you know that they're doing this because if you're voted best hardware store, you then might advertise
100%
and buy. Like, that's why they do it. That's the idea. That's why. But then, you know what? Then the CA said, this is a great thing to do. Best hair salon, best place to get a massage, best like whatever, everything. Right.
Easy, Deshaun.
And sorry. And but anyway, I look at the I'm. The ones I feel strongly about.
So like I guess it must be crashing the website because the website's not coming up for me.
It's funny. I didn't find it at the Flyer website. I won't do this, but someone who's nominated, I won't say who it is, put it on their Facebook page. Happy to be nominated. Pleased to be nominated. Here, vote for me. Without saying vote for me, right?
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. Like, whatever. I get that. We gotta all.
It's a vote.
Hey, if we're not gonna, you know, campaign for ourselves, who? Anyway. So that's where I saw it. And actually, in order to get back there, I went back to her Facebook page just a minute ago, and the ballot's there. Anyway, here's best radio personality, Jeffrey. Do you think you're on it?
I am not.
Think John's on it?
Maybe.
Jason on it?
Maybe.
Gabe?
Maybe.
None of us. None. Nobody. None. Literally no one. There is best radio personality. Not a single person from 92.9. And what the hell is wrong with that? Like, what kind of a... Here it is. Ready? Andrew Laddie Lattimore.
I'm sure he's fabulous.
With all due respect, I love Vernon. Is he a radio personality anymore?
I mean, there's that blended reality of...
It's a radio... It says best radio personality.
But no, I mean, it's not a radio show.
Now, mind you, Jarvis is listed in the best sportscaster. And I think he's going to win running away. Don't you think?
Usually?
He always wins running away.
Yeah.
Jarvis is a... Anyway, here, Andrew Laddie Lattimore... Chris Vernon, Keke Walton, she's at WKNO, Karen Perrin. Karen and Ron, and I'll be honest.
It's a monster.
It's a monster.
Yeah.
Like, Ron's going to win,
yeah.
Right? Ron's going to win this. Ross Turner and Stan Bell. That's it. That's it, Jeffrey. Not a single person from 92.9.
This is...
Do you think the same people who canceled Colbert are canceling us, Jeffrey? You think that's possible?
No, I would think that this is a very Midtown submission.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that'd be my guess.
I don't really have a gripe. And here, I'll vote for Ron Olson. There we go. Ready? Done. We are listed in best radio station.
You are also listed under best columnist.
Yeah, I went and I made sure I voted for best restaurant. Or what's weird is best Italian restaurant. I voted for Catherine and Mary
mm-hmm.
because let's be honest, my Claire's two kids work there.
Yep,
and so I, you know, you got to
keep it in the family.
So, but then if you look at the best restaurant category, it's not listed.
Really,
it's not listed under best restaurants. How do you think they do the nominations?
I have no clue. It says the rules nominations were open from 9 a.m. on May 14th through
5 p.m. I'm sure they don't just pick it. There was a system, and I'm sure the system produced the system. You know, yeah. It produced these results. So I can't really gripe. Anyway, you can go and vote for the at the Best of Memphis. It is the granddaddy of them all. We got more to talk about. But I thought, Jeffrey, I don't know if you
noticed. God, the food category is so long.
Do you have an opinion about a lot of them, though? Like, okay, I went and voted Best Pizza. Like, there's some I feel strongly about, right? So I made sure I voted in Best Pizza, and I voted for Memphis Pizza Cafe. But a lot of them, do I have a, like, okay, Mexican restaurants. Go to Mexican restaurants. See if you can find that one.
All right.
Go to Best Mexican.
I'm here.
The one that I go to the most, it's very clear, is Las Delicias. It's right near me.
Across the street from you.
It's honestly stunningly affordable, and it's good and whatever. But is it the best? Like, did I feel confident enough? Like, who are the candidates for Best Mexican?
We have Casa Mexicana.
Where's that one?
The one that I know most frequently is Perkins. It's like right there at Poplar and Perkins. It's like the old Goldsmiths building.
Poplar and Perkins.
So it's kind of like on the back side of, it's on the eastern side of the O'Court Mall, like where the Macy's used to be. Yeah.
Okay. I've never been there. I can't picture it. But okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
El Mezcal.
Which is where?
Lots of locations.
Lots of them.
They're on the other side of Perkins. Like, okay. Perkins extended next to Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yeah.
Las Delicias.
Yeah.
Lopez Grill.
Don't know where that is.
Me either. Los Camales.
I've been to the one in Midtown.
The problem with Los Camales is I think there was a internal strife. And so there's two. There's
competing Los Camales?
There's like, yeah, I want to say it was a family dispute.
Really?
Yeah.
I could vote for that one. I like that. But do I know? I know. I don't have an opinion on this. Well, keep going.
Maciel's.
Oh, that's the one downtown?
No, Maciel's. Well, maybe there is. But the one that I go to is the Cooper Young.
Okay.
Salsa.
You don't like salsa?
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. Wow. Ugh.
Every but white, like, woman in East Memphis.
I'll tell you what's not on
but my
there.
Mother, it's my mother's favorite Mexican
you
spot.
You know what I think is, like, Las Tortugas, I bet, isn't even on there.
It is not.
And it's, I think it's the best Mexican restaurant. It's unbelievably good. It's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's not high-end fancy dining,
no, I mean,
but it's expensive.
Bring your wallet,
but it's delicious.
No, I totally agree.
So, but they didn't, clearly they didn't master the nomination
process. And then
Guadalupana
is also on there.
And Guadalupana.
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion. I just have no opinion. I should have voted Best Steaks because I do like the – I'm going to vote for a local steakhouse. Do they only go local for Best – is there Best Steaks?
I am pulling it up. Best Steak. So the options would be Amelia Jean's.
I hear that's unbelievably good. Incredibly. Like, speaking of bring your wallet. But people say Amelia Jean's is spectacular. Have you been?
We went once.
Okay.
We went once.
All right.
Char.
Yeah.
Flight.
Yeah.
Folks Folly.
I mean, for steak, I'm voting Folks Folly. What else?
Porch and Parlor.
I went there and had a good meal. But only once.
Side Porch. I don't know where that is.
I think it's out Bartlett, maybe.
Okay. The Kitchen Table. No idea.
Don't know where the Kitchen Table is.
And then Via Castriale or Castriati. Huh. But I don't think of that as steak.
Don't think of that as steak. Yeah. Anyway.
Says the guy that last time went to Pete and Sam's got a steak.
The ballot is up, ladies and gentlemen. You can vote to your little heart's content. I think kindly of us. Anyway. All right. So we do have a lot to get to, Jeffrey. And I wanted to start with the Grizzlies. They lost again, man. Javon Small was good, though. He's back at it.
Yeah.
Unlike Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
17 points, 5 assists, 3 of 7 from 3, looked good. But whatever. Let's be honest. This summer doesn't have a lot of juice. Can we say that?
The moment that Cedric Cowher didn't play, it took away the intrigue.
And so they'll play one more game Sunday. It's the consolation game, Jeffrey.
Of course.
Okay, one more game Sunday. They get to hang out in Las Vegas now between now and Sunday. So
yeah, I think that they might be at the point where you've had enough of Las Vegas.
So here, yeah, there does reach that moment, I gather. So here's my question.
Okay.
Like, Chris has filed his summer report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The summer's done. Can we? The hay is in the barn. Can we? Can we say the hay is in the barn?
To me, it seems like the only question left is what do they do with the two ways? And if you really are acting like you care about that, you're in the weeds.
So I think we can say the summer's done.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for a Jeff Calkins Show poll.
Let's
on
do it.
The summer. Mm. And
it's
here's
back, baby.
Here's my prediction. My prediction is this poll will get very few votes.
It is a Friday in the middle
of
July.
Because it's a Friday in the middle of July.
Yep.
Right? So we might have to run it again at some point. But my main prediction as opposed to this Jeff Calkins Show poll.
Jeff, the term is revisit.
Revisit. We may have to revisit this. Yes, we have to. That's what you do with polling. It's 100%. Just a sample size.
Yes.
It's a moment in time. It's a snapshot,
correct,
as it were. So, but we're going to take a snapshot about how you're feeling about the summer. Because the hay is in the barn, ladies and gentlemen. The summer's done. They've done what they were going to do. The season ended. It was a crushing, disappointing end. Zach Kleinman made it clear this wasn't good enough. And so they did what they're going to do. And they, I think, pretty big stirring it up, you know?
Yeah, no, they shook it up for sure.
They didn't blow it up.
They shook it up.
They shook it up. And so here we go. And so the Jeff Calkins Show poll, and we carefully, our pollsters designed this. A lot of times we do it on the fly. Our pollsters designed this before the show began.
We were so passionate about this, we actually prepared.
How about that?
Yes.
Also trolling for votes in the best radio personality category here. Jeffrey, what is the Jeff Calkins Show poll?
Jeff, how do you feel about the Grizzlies offseason? Are we good with that question?
Yeah. Yep. That's good.
All right.
Yep. Four, and we get four choices.
Four choices.
Yeah.
0 to 2, botched it.
Ooh, okay.
3 to 5, uninspired.
Yeah.
6 to 8, very good.
Uh-huh.
9 to 10, crushed it.
9 to 10, crushed it. So how do you feel about the Grizzlies offseason? 0 to 10, 0 to 2, botched it. 3 to 5, uninspired. 6 to 8, very good, and 9 to 10, crushed it. Okay, let's fire that sucker up.
Okay,
and you
it's
tell
live,
me,
sir.
All right, here we go. Let me tweet this sucker out. My prediction again is that three people are going to vote, but I'm going to go that one, and I'm going to retweet it, and there you go. It is live, Jeffrey. What is the correct answer, and who's going to win?
So if I were voting, but obviously I can't because I'm the keeper of the poll.
Of course not.
Yes.
Of course not.
I liked 6 to 8.
6 to 8 is I think the correct answer and is going to win overwhelmingly.
I suspect that's correct.
Okay, what will be last?
I think botched it's going to be last. I actually do.
Botched it will be last. What will be second to last? Crushed it or uninspired?
I'm leaning uninspired. I don't think that many people feel strongly negative about the offseason.
No, I think, as I said, given that they did two things that you would have thought before they happened would have been unpopular.
Yes.
One was trading Desmond Bane. And the second was not only not using your first round pick to get a veteran player.
Trading up.
But using another first round pick to trade up and add a rookie. Both of those things I would have imagined in advance would be unpopular. And in the end, I think they turned out to be popular. And so I think very good will be the answer and very good should be the answer. If I was going to make the case, Jeffrey, not for uninspired, but here's the thing. This offseason is a huge bet on Cedric Coward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, who have they added of real consequence other than Cedric Coward? I called KCP a stopgap on Gabe's show, and he kind of balked. He said, why are you calling him a stopgap? I said, because he's old. I don't mean it like he's bad, but literally Orlando brought him in and then moved on. His shooting was not as good last year. He's a stopgap. That's what he is. He's a good veteran leader. Hopefully he has a bounce back shooting performance, but he's not some long-term answer here, right? So he is
I think he's an expiring, correct?
Is he an expiring?
No, maybe. I'm sorry. He has a player option.
So, and then Ty Jerome, like good player, but like the guy that they made the big bet on, it really kind of has to work. Like right now you look around the West and you're trying to keep up with Houston, and you're trying to keep up with San Antonio, and you're trying to keep up with the perennials like Oklahoma City and Denver and Minnesota. You're trying to keep up with these teams. Flippers. And who did you add? You added Cedric Coward. And here's the thing. That's a big bet on someone who was picked 11th.
Yeah.
So, like, just for example, I called up the history of players picked 11.
Sure, it's strong.
Actually, there's some giant hits in terms of picked 11. But is it typical? So, like last year, Buzelis from the Bulls, like, was a non-factor last year, basically. Yeah. Like, he's not, like, that's your bet? Like, or how about the year before? Jet Howard. Like, this is who is picked at 11. Like, you can hit. How about this one? The Hornets. James Bouknight.
I think for a hot second, he was kind of hot on Grizzlies Twitter.
Devin Vassell, a good player.
Yeah.
Good player. Picked 11. Here's a hit. 2 years in a row, Cam Johnson. The year before that, Shea.
I was going to say, wasn't SGA 11?
Yeah, that massive hit,
yeah.
Right? The year before that, Malik Monk.
Okay.
Like, he is, in the end, now a useful player, right? He's a useful limited shooter. But that's not what they're betting he's going to be better than that. Here's another massive hit, Sabonis. Here's another hit, Miles Turner. But you know who else? Doug McDermott.
I still believe.
Myers Leonard. Cole Aldridge. Jared Bayless.
Jerry D. Come on.
J.J. Redick. Fran Vasquez. Michael Petras. I remember when he came out. Jared Jeffries. Kendrick Brown. Like, you
rotation. A lot of these names are rotation NBA guys, but to your point.
Or barely.
Yeah.
Or barely.
Or yeah.
The truth of the matter is you got about a 1 in 5 chance of getting a difference maker. 1 in 4, 1 in 5 chance of getting a player. If you just look at history, a 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 chance of getting a player who is as good as they need Cedric Coward to be.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
that's a hell of a, like,
you know, I've talked about it. There is a reason why draft order does matter.
Yes. There's a reason why he went 11th.
Yeah.
And so they are what you, I mean, listen, he doesn't need to be.
Now, the spin zone would be, had he gone to Duke, been the best player, he would have likely been
a top
three.
That's fine,
pick.
He went 11 because he didn't do those things.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So therefore, that's a supposition.
Yes.
So again, I support what they did. I think it's interesting. I think it's kind of exciting. I think there's hope for the future. I think they have you know, tried to reset the ceiling of this team and all of that. But in the end, it is a bet that Cedric Coward will be more like Sabonis, Shea, Klay Thompson also went 11, right? Some version of even Miles Turner.
Sure.
Or Cam Johnson.
That caliber of player.
As opposed to Jet Howard, James Bouknight, Doug McDermott, Myers Leonard, Cole Aldridge, Jared Bayless, AC Law, like Jared, like it is a big bet on this young man. I think they had to do it. I think they're very good at identifying college talent, and they're very good at drafting. But the odds are it probably won't work. I mean, just the odds are it won't work.
Yeah. Well, it won't hit at the highest level.
So, and then listen, there are other ways, even if it doesn't work, there are other ways for this team to get better. You know, they got Zach Edey and Jalen, and well, ultimately, who can take steps forward? And they added Ty Jerome, and like, there are other ways, I suppose. GG or Vince or whatever, you know, could reemerge. But I think they will. I think I will vote. In fact, I did vote 6-8. Very good. But if you wanted to go 3-5 uninspired, I understand it.
Yeah, I do think fundamentally, though, people are in favor of the shakeup.
Yeah, I don't see how you can vote crushed it, honestly. And I don't think how you can vote botched it. Unless you just think...
Well, I mean, the reality is most decisions usually are somewhere,
somewhere
in the middle.
Right. But, so, all right. So what are the early returns, Jeffrey?
Jeff, our early returns on today's poll question, which, as a reminder, is how do you feel about the Grizzlies offseason? 53.5% say very good. 46.5% say uninspired.
So
zero.
Wait, what are the two? Those two percentages again?
53.5.
Yeah.
46.5.
Close.
No votes on either 0-2 or 9-10.
All clustered in the middle.
Yep.
But a heavy, heavy, heavy presence for uninspired.
Yeah. That's surprising.
Kind of running neck and neck.
Yeah.
All right. We'll leave that poll. We will leave that poll up before we get to Jason Williams. He's coming up next.
Jason Smith.
I'm sorry.
Different
Jason
guy.
Williams would be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I brought up Jason Williams and then Peter Calkins will join. The reason I brought up Jason Williams is because we did have the Dame Lillard news, right? The news that Dame Lillard is going back to Portland. And I think I'm just a generous spirit, Jeffrey. Is that possible? Because Gabe was sort of rolling his eyes at it, right? And here's a guy who asked out, and what the hell is Portland doing, and what is he doing? He can't win a championship in Portland. Portland's not going to win a championship and whatever else. How about this? How about this, Jeffrey? Dame Lillard liked Portland. The whole world told him it was time for him to get out. He finally realized it was time to get out. He forced a trade to Milwaukee. It didn't work out.
Well, he tried to force some trades up.
Yeah, whatever. He forced a trade that ended up in Milwaukee. Yeah, fine. He ended up in Milwaukee. He didn't have a greatest experience there. They didn't win at the level that he would have wanted. And in the end, he got hurt. And what he did was he said, you know what? Some things are more important. I kind of liked it where I was. This ring chasing is for the birds. I'm going to go back to where I'm comfortable and where I'm happy. And by the way, where they're going to pay me. And I'm going to go back there and I'm going to finish my career in Portland where I was happy. And life is not all about, I suppose I could go, you know, to Boston, to the next place to chase the ring, or I could try to figure out how to get to OKC, which is my best chance to get a ring and take some minimum, whatever. But I'm just not going to do that. I liked my time in Portland. I'm probably not ever going to win a title, and that's okay. I'm opting for happiness, and I've learned some things, and the grass isn't always greener. What is wrong? Why do we have to be cynical about it? Isn't that a reasonable supposition as to what happened?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I would also throw in Portland has the ability to pay him.
Well, I did say and pay him the money.
Yeah.
I mean.
But I agree. I fundamentally, hey, this is a place I like, a place I'm comfortable. Cool.
I mean, it is a nice piece of work for Lillard. In addition, because he gets
the money.
All of his money from the Bucks, and this, and then he's getting 3 years, $45 million for Portland. And one of those years he will not play.
Correct.
And so next year,
good work if you can get it.
When he is good non-work if you can get it. Next year, when he will not be playing, he is going to be making $70 million. $70 million for not playing, which is kind of remarkable, really. That's my view. Is it a little weird from the Portland perspective? Sure. You know, what are they doing exactly? Like.
Selling some tickets.
And
bringing a popular player
first of all,
back.
We already wondered what are they doing when they brought in Jrue Holiday.
Sure.
Like, aren't they going young here? Aren't they rebuilding? What are they doing with Jrue Holiday? And now Jrue Holiday and Dame? Although, let's be honest, you can move on from Jrue Holiday before Dame is ready to play again. So, but it's interesting. And I'll ask Peter about this when he joins us at the top of the hour. He was making the case in terms of where Dame would fit the best. He said the guy's going to be always going to be able to get buckets.
Yeah, he's a great scorer.
You need what you need around him is an incredibly good defensive team, length, activity. Yeah, right. And yes, Oklahoma City can do that better than anyone else. But you know what team is looking like it could be developing some version of that with all the young defenders they have? Portland. So it actually, to me, doesn't. You know, it's not the worst. It's not the worst thing in the world. They also did, over at ESPN, they did a piece on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Players that have had a second act, right?
Yeah.
Going back to a place where they had once been before. And I sort of forgot a lot of these. Were you aware that, well, we all remember LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best ever, right? Could there be a better second act?
I mean, he won a championship against...
Unsuccessful in the first act.
They beat the 73-win Warriors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his greatest title, in my opinion, by far.
To his hometown.
Yeah.
He had not delivered a title before. He then is able to come back and win a title over that Warriors team. You can't have a better second act than that. Other second acts, of which a lot of these I totally don't even remember. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, I kind of recall going back to Miami.
He left to go to the Bulls, and then he came back.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson came back. He was traded to Denver, and then he ended up coming back.
To Philly? I have no recollection.
I don't either. Kevin Garnett went back to Minnesota, played one season, a second.
I don't remember. I thought it ended with the Nets.
This is Charles Woodson went back to the Raiders.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
He was a Raider?
Yeah, he was drafted by the Raiders.
And then he went to Green Bay.
Packers is probably where he had his best success, although he was a good player for the Raiders.
And then he came back and he also played like three more years for the Raiders.
He also moved to safety, and that extended his career.
James Harrison with the Steelers. He came back and did nothing. As I do you remember Randy Boss going back to the Vikings?
Yes, I do actually remember that.
Was he good?
No.
Cam Newton back to the Panthers was not good.
No.
Pujols.
It was fun. I don't know if he was good.
It was fun.
It was a nostalgic, like, cheap business tactic, but I fell for it. Like when there was like one game where it was like it was all the olds. It was Yachty. We had Yachty, we had Pujols, and then we had Wainwright pitching, and like, I just found myself, I was like, okay, I'm like 14 again. Cool.
Ichiro?
I do vaguely remember that going back to Seattle.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Well, I definitely remember that one because that one was actually sad.
Sad?
Yeah. It was like, you remember he fell asleep in the locker room.
Andrew McCutchen? Back to the
Back to
Pirates,
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. The one that some NHL, Teemu Selanne, Zdeno Chara, you don't know these guys. Oh, maybe you do know these guys.
I know Chara.
Roberto Luongo went back to the Panthers. The one, though, that I remember locally, do you remember any local returns?
I mean, do we count Battier?
That's the one, right? I mean, Shane was here where he was the face of the franchise. And when he was traded, it's funny, when Desmond Bane was traded, we haven't had a lot of examples of really popular players who were traded at a time when we didn't want them to be traded. Like, or what you're wondering. Like, when Mark was traded, really popular player, but, you know, at that point, everyone knew it was time, right? So there was not a
same
lot of mournfulness about it. And same thing with Mike. When Shane, it was like, it was the same thing. It was like, time to pivot. We're going to pivot and go try to get Rudy Gay with, I think, the 7th pick in the draft. And then what happened was is they were heading into the playoffs and they got injured and they needed Shane. And so they reacquired Shane for a first round pick. And the truth of the matter is, so anyway, when he was traded, I think people were more sad in Memphis about Shane being traded than they were about Desmond Bane being traded.
I agree.
You agree with that?
Yep.
He was not as good a player as Desmond Bane.
Nope. I agree with that as well.
They were. There was more. It was more crushing to Memphians when Shane was traded.
It was a real tough day for our moms.
It was. And for lots of people loved Shane. They just did. And I mean, he helped give the franchise credibility. He was the player of the year in college basketball. And yeah, sure, there was this Spaniard named Pau, Shane was the face of the franchise. And he was really good, and he was good. He wasn't great, but he was really good and a stand-up guy and was everywhere. He lived downtown. He was like, whatever. He briefly had a steakhouse. And
felt a lot of those.
His wife taught at Lausanne. Like, he was a part of the community. And when they brought
spoke to a lot of school assemblies.
When they brought him back, he was bad. Honestly,
he did bank in the three though.
Yeah, during the regular season he was bad, and then you get to the playoffs, and game one.
That's what they brought him in for, Jeff,
against the Spurs, and the Grizzlies have a lead on the road, and they're pissing away the lead. And it's tied, I believe. Ball swings to Shane and makes what is the biggest shot in the history of the franchise, unquestionably. So Shane had a second act that was very impressive. Jason Williams came back, though.
We called about Mark. Remember they reached out to Mark to see if he was still retired?
They called about Mark. Penny's kids may have going to have a second act this year, right?
Yes, it's true. Ashton.
Yeah, Ashton's coming back.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe that'll be like LeBron. The Jason Williams came back. Do you remember this?
I don't.
I remember it because, you know, our show begins with Jason saying, you ain't going to write nothing, homeboy, all that stuff. That was because he blew up with me at the locker room for reasons that are totally justifiable. I wrote a stupid column, and he yelled at me about it. And he took my pen. In the locker room, that was the big thing. You ain't writing nothing. And then he took my pen, as if by taking my pen he could stop me from writing anything. Mm-hmm. And
it was more symbolic, but yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it was symbolic. Maybe he was like just connected the two. So a few years later, after he'd won a title in Miami, they brought him back at the end of the season because they needed guards. And so they were having a presser for him. And so I went and I showed up, and in my, you know, my pocket of my shirt, I had 40 pens, and he left. That was it. You know, I showed up to ask him a question. I had 40 pens. And so I don't remember what he did on his return. I don't think he was particularly consequential. But there you go. Most of these second acts, same thing with coaching. Mack Brown, right? John Robinson once had a second act back at USC. Like, they don't tend to go well.
He retired in April that year. He played in 11 games.
What did he do?
He averaged 11 minutes, 2.5 assists, 1.9 points.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break, talk to Jason Smith on the other side. If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place that I would point you to. You can download the app. It's an unbelievably easy app to use. You can also reach out to them. Honestly, Claire's thinking about getting something for her kids, a house, whatever, rental house. So she was inquiring about mortgages. Unbelievably helpful. Whether it's a car loan, whether it's a mortgage, you can download the app. You can also walk into their Bartlett location or their Arlington location. It's Leaders Credit Union. I've said it before, because it's a credit union, they don't have stockholders. They don't have corporate overlords that have to make a profit. Every penny goes right back into the business. And so it's tremendous service. It's tremendous technology and tremendous rates, all at Leaders Credit Union. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com/ESPN. Jason Smith on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Jason, John, every single day from 11 to 2, I'm an avid listener. Jason will not be on with them today. Mike Miller will be on with John today. Jason is off. Where are you headed, Jason?
Head up to see the some relatives up in Fulton, Missouri, a little town outside of Columbia, about 30 miles.
Well,
outside of Columbia, where my dad grew up. Yep. Yeah.
You're kind to join us on a day when I know you're not doing radio generally. So I just thought, by the way, I thought your show was great yesterday. Every time I tuned in, I just think when you and John, and it was nothing about nothing in particular, you know, it was about Shane Gillis and about the, you know, girl rapping to Project Pat. Yep. And then you had Bedford on. I just thought, here's the truth of the matter. It's just true. Like, as a city, white folks go to church with white folks, and black folks go to church with black folks, and white folks listen to some radio, and black folks listen to. And when you guys are at your best, and I know you don't want to be pigeonholed and that's everything you are, you know what I mean? The black guy and the white guy. But I have to say, when you're at your best, you guys do that really well. How do you even think about that? Because you don't want to do that every single day, discussing the issues of the day through the prism of color, but it is useful when you do it.
Yeah, you want it to be organic, like you said. I appreciate that, Jeff. That's very kind of you to say. And it's when folks say those things, you know, to us out, you know, at least to me, when I hear folks say, I listen to you all the time, I just love y'all's, you know, your chemistry, your back and forth, maybe not so much what you're saying, you know, about the damn Bears. And the Raiders, but kind of way that you and John just sort of go back and forth. And, you know, I get that a lot, and so I appreciate you saying it. I do think John and I have an advantage over, let's be real, in a way, in that at what's supposed to be a slow sports time, right? We look at this time in the calendar, we say, oh, my gosh, you know, another 2 weeks we get an NFL game. My gosh, we get NBA back. And that's sort of the way we look at this thing seasonally is like, a summer can be a slow time. But with John and I, when I say an advantage, we can sort of take a story like the ESPYs that some people, and there are years where we skip the ESPYs because we don't care, whether it's the awards or whatever else. But there are times where we can look at ourselves through a story that we might be skipping one day, right? Because, I mean, a story that other shows might be skipping, we can sort of take a look at ourselves in that story and, yeah, end up laughing at ourselves and talking more about us than we're talking anything sports. And so, yes, because we grew up here, because we were friends before we had before we had this gig. So we have a friend history, but more importantly, a work history as well. I mean, you know, there's all of that. We've had some great storytellers on the radio, whether it's you, whether it's George Lapidus, whether it's Gary Parrish, Chris Vernon. You know, and I think it's when John and I are telling stories about ourselves or really kind of bouncing our stories off of each other, right? Yeah, black and white, no question about it. That's part of it. That's when we're at our best. So I appreciate you saying that. And I think it's something that John and I have that, listen, if we ever did split up, whatever else it is, even if we were on each other's radio shows, I think about that all the time. I mean, you and Parrish had that back and forth that folks tune in for. They're listening to the whole show, don't get me wrong. We know, we saw the ratings. But my point is, I bet you heard a lot of, oh, man, just look, Harvard, Horn Lake, what are we talking about? And we get some of that, like with you and Jeffrey in the trivia. And it's that back and forth. And so it's not just, I say that to say it doesn't have to be black and white.
No, no.
But we are a version that, you know, maybe isn't happening elsewhere. And there is sort of an advantage in that. And I appreciate you saying it. But more importantly, I appreciate it every day that I get that, you know, that chance to be different working with John.
By the way, so Gabe asked me, If Gillis is my cup of tea, and I said he's not, but because honestly, like, humor that makes people feel, this sort of seems kind of mean spirited, like roasting type of humor. That's just not my deal. You know what I mean? Like that intentionally is, I think telling jokes that are uncomfortable because they are dealing with topics that can be uncomfortable. I think that's very useful. I think jokes that just make people uncomfortable because they mock them, I'm less interested. And so Gabe then asked me, is that generational? Like, his dad doesn't like that, whatever. Is it generational or is it just how individuals are wired? You know what I'm saying? Like, I
probably how we're wired. I mean, we've changed the society, too. We've talked about that on our, I mean, Saturday Night Live, Richard Pryor. I mean, some of the comedy that we would do in the 80s, even the 90s, still some today. And we talked about it. I think even Chris Rock and Chappelle can joke about some things that we're uncomfortable with generally, or when some other comedian is doing it. We say we're uncomfortable, but they've gradually got sort of grandfather status, like some of the old hit comedians. Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor used to joke about race back and forth all the time, and there were white comics that used to do it too.
I think you should be uncomfortable. The point is to make it uncomfortable, but not to be mean-spirited about an individual.
Of course not, and there are comics that do that, and typically we recognize that and turn them off. But the ones that are, you know, that are thought-provoking, that aren't doing it to be mean-spirited, but we're doing it to laugh at our differences, and in that way bring us closer together. Heck yeah, we've gone away from that because now we all got to say how uncomfortable we are with it. That's where we've become too politically correct, yes, rather than, you know, pointing at our differences and laughing at those things and saying, you know what, it's fun. That's what was happening in that Mexican restaurant that you were just talking about with that 10-year-old white girl that's surrounded by black folks. Instead of looking at, well, what's wrong with this? She shouldn't be doing this there.
Oh, that's the why best are they thing here? Ever.
No, and we're laughing at it and enjoying it all because everybody's. What are we talking about? It's a white girl doing something that we wouldn't expect from her, and we were laughing at it and embracing. There was love in that. That's where it's good, and that's what we should be pulling from. And we just don't, you know, we don't do it as often anymore.
I heard you talking to William Bedford about the history of Biggs in this town. And I'm just interested because William Bedford, a great guest to have, a really compelling interview. I urge people to go listen to it. When you have William Bedford in, does it give you a feeling of nostalgia that he is representative of an era? Maybe I'm reading too much into it. What I project a little bit is I'm going to say that he is representative of an era that is gone, not just big men, but the Tigers' place in this city, and that will never be replicated. And so he's here, and it makes me feel like I love listening to him and everything else, but it makes me feel a little wistful about what Memphis basketball once was and what it is now. Maybe that's
100%. I think I feel the same because I got here. We moved to Memphis, and I've explained, you know, for Dad to work at Channel 5 in the middle of that Tigers run. I think Bedford was 83 to 86. They make the Final Four run in 85. So like I've told you, we're just getting here, and Dad's covering it for 5, helping Big Jack and Jarvis, and that, you know, Harold comes over at some point. But this monster sports that's covering this team that felt like it was, you know, an NBA team in terms of the attention it was getting. Like, you know, Memphis State, oh, my gosh, and they've got these towers. You know, Keith Lee and Bedford, and then there was the little general. We've talked about it, but to your point, like Bedford talked about that, and he pointed to Keith, but it's really himself. You know, 83 to 86, just think about that. What's that, 83, 84, 85? You're not Keith Lee. You're not going to see any more of those. The all-time leading scorer, nobody's going to touch it because, as Bedford points out, we don't get that anymore. We don't get the four-year player. We don't get Andre Turnover, who turns into the little general because he's developed with you for that many years, and you loved him. Because you watched the growth and you grew with him, right? You had his jersey. You were him in the backyard. I mean, especially for all of us little short guys growing up that thought we could be Andre Turner. But then you had the Giants that were Bedford and Keith Lee, and you thought, oh, these guys are going to go on to longtime NBA career. I mean, they were gods. I'll be honest with you, basketball gods, certainly in this town. And so when all 7'1" of him walks in, even to this day, I'm still in awe.
Yeah.
And what I appreciate is that, you know, I realize, you know, this American Basketball Hall of Fame's only been, in existence since 2019. I think the dates have been pushed back on him in terms of when the induction is a little bit later on next month or this summer. But I'm so glad that Bedford gets to be celebrated in that way that he was. He's one of the best bigs to ever come out of Memphis. And a lot of times we define these guys. He opened up again about it yesterday. We define these guys by their mistakes, by what they didn't get accomplished. Oh, he was a bust. I mean, look at kind of the way we talk about James Wiseman now. We did that with Bedford because he blew it all, you know. And again, we could go back into it with him every interview. But when we do that, we sort of pin that to him. Like you said, we pigeonhole. And for him to get this, you know, this nice, awesome sort of acknowledgement and get a chance to be inducted for the basketball player he was. And that's what they talk about, this American Basketball Hall of Fame. We're not just celebrating NBA careers, obviously. We wouldn't be able to do that. We wouldn't be able to have Bedford here. It's what they were before college and everything else. And Bedford is one of the best bigs to ever come out of Memphis. He was a stud at Melrose. He was that at Memphis State, obviously. And so back to the point, for him to get this and not be categorized, for him to get that applause, it's like John said the other day, you love it for some of these guys to get their flowers while they're still here. And one day it got me to think about, because we love we can, and I certainly do, Bedford and this settling back in Memphis, finding a purpose in life besides basketball. It's a great sort of redemption story. But I think, too, there's a guy that I just wonder, because of the grisly nature of how it ended. You and I have talked about this, but it's clear now, but it's weird how we sort of avoid it. But we got to start holding up Lorenzen Wright the way we start, the way we hold up some of these other former guys, too. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe because, and Jeff, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but maybe it's because of the way he died. And you and I have talked about this, I think, on your show, how initially we thought, oh, is he mixed up in something he shouldn't be? And we started, and that light, that shine, that smile that was always him and we always had when we talked about him, because the guy used to come back and do free camps as an NBA guy, that it kind of came off because we were scared. Well, I mean, we know there. I mean, there are evil forces, his wife, whatever else. No, we know how that went down. And that dude was all Memphis. He was as good as that. And we need to make sure we're talking about him still in a positive light, the way we talk about all these other great Tigers. Yeah.
Jason, thanks very much. Appreciate you joining us, man.
Have a great weekend, bro. Yeah.
Jason Smith, Jason John, every single day from 11 to 2. Jason won't be on today, but Mike Miller's going to be in studio, so you won't want to miss that. Jeffrey, we got a Jeff Calkins Show poll up today. How's it looking?
Jeff, let's go to today's poll question, if my internet provider would actually function. Jeff Calkins Show polls. How do you feel about the Grizzlies off season? 122 votes have been cast, and Jeff, now 3 to 5, 52.5% say uninspired, which is on a scale of 3 to 5. 45% say very good, 1.6% say botched it, and 0.8% say crushed it.
How about that? I'm a little surprised. Get in there and vote, people. Get in there and vote. All right, we're going to take a break. No Chris Harrington. We got son Peter Calkins from the analytics department. He's going to be joining us next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.